Talk About on Radio Kerry with Deirdre Walsh.
Welcome back. Remember, we'd love to hear from you on 0667123666. Now, I'm always putting out the numbers and putting out the text messages and the email address. And the reason for that is that I love when people get in contact with me, because sometimes I run out of ideas about things to discuss. And I always say that it's you, the listeners, who can often provide me with the best subjects for discussion. And a classic example of this is Rose, who did get in touch with me yesterday. And this is what Rose has to say. She says, I've noticed that since businesses returned to normal after the pandemic, timekeeping has gone out the window and there's no such thing as sticking to an appointment. For example, in the past week, I have attended two appointments. One of them was for 2 p.m. and I was eventually seen at 2:25 p.m. The other one was for 11 o'clock on a Saturday morning, and by 11:20, nobody had even come over to acknowledge I was there. I was eventually seen at 11:40, a full 40 minutes after my scheduled appointment. I did get an apology, but no explanation. I understand that sometimes things run late in all businesses and services, but I feel that anything beyond 5 or 10 minutes isn't good enough. People have other appointments they may wish to attend to, and everyone's time is important. I feel things have gotten worse since we returned to a full reopening after COVID. Our poor attitude to timekeeping in this country isn't good enough, and Lord only knows what our foreign tourists make of it all. And that came in from Rose. It's an interesting one. We've often spoken about timekeeping on the programme before, but Rose is specifically zoning in on businesses and services and their attitude to timekeeping, and she thinks it's gone a little bit lax. Well, to talk broadly about timekeeping, I'm delighted to welcome into studio Derry Butler from Tralee Toastmasters, who very kindly has given up his time to chat to us. Derry, you're welcome.
Thank you, Deirdre.
Timekeeping, first of all, your own view on it. Are you someone who's always on time? Are you a sticker for punctuality, or are you a little bit lax like some Irish people?
No, I'd be good in time. There was a man once time said to me one time, there's only three times in it: start on time, take your time, and finish in time. But I know the same man worked for the county council.
Yeah,
so he took his time.
But like, would you be like, were you always punctual? Was it drummed into you at home, for example?
Yeah, my father was a farmer, my mother housekeeper, and my mother was stickler for time. Like, we'd always be if it was going to mass, we'd be 5 minutes early. If we were going hurling or football, we'd be always early. We'd nearly be first in the field. And a little pet hate I have: I was at the All Ireland this year, which was a magnificent Kerry win for Kerry. But we're all sitting down, Ron Aveen was over, the ball was thrown in, and 5 minutes later, three guys decided we all had to get up so they could get their seats. And you know, it's a disturb. You're trying to look over them, the game is in the melting pot, you know, just after starting, and these guys just walk in 5 minutes after the start. I mean, could they not come in 10 minutes earlier?
Yeah, so that irritates you.
Yeah, because apart from me, it irritates an awful lot of other people at the game.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then they got up with 5 minutes to go before half time and walk out, and they're not seen again. So
this is it. Yeah, they can't have been Galway or Kerry. They must have been neutrals.
No.
And do you think it's true though that Irish people are a little bit laissez-faire about time? I mean, there's this stereotype of Germans, for example, that the trains in Germany run exactly on time, and you know, if you meet a German at 3 o'clock, that's not 5 past.
I'd agree with you, Deirdre, because I was at a wedding in Poland, in Krakow, last weekend, and it was
lovely
officiating at the wedding. And the wedding was to take place at 4. It was about a minute past 4, and people were looking at their watch, and suddenly, here comes the bride. Bride and groom come up the aisle, and you kind of go, wow, this is... And they think that's a minute is nearly too much for them.
They'd never lasted an Irish wedding.
In Ireland, they'd say at 4:30, they'd still be getting ready. You know what I mean?
They would, absolutely, and taking their time as well. What do you make of what Rose had to say? Now, she didn't specify what appointments she was attending. It could be doctors, dentists, hairdressers, beauticians, God only knows. But she had two instances of not being seen until well after her allotted time.
I think we've all been in that position, as Ross has been in, and we've been in the position. Like, I remember one time I got a phone call that these people were going to call to me at 4 PM on a Friday afternoon. It just so happened to be a bank holiday. It was 1:45 Tuesday. Again, they rang me. I mean, talk about a whole weekend. And then I said, what's going on? Oh, but you must remember it was a bank holiday weekend. But it was also a bank holiday for me. Do you know what I mean? They don't value your time. I think Rose is dead right, because we've all been on that phone, press 1, press 2, press 3, or hang on for someone to talk to. But they should really say hang up, because you're there and it's just going on and on and on. A beep, a little, some kind of an insignificant tune. And basically, you're lucky then in 20... She was very lucky in 20 minutes, 25 minutes, she got someone.
Yeah.
I'd say a lot of your listeners have been left hanging, as they say.
Hanging, yeah. And Rose was saying there about one service she was at, and I'd love to know what service it was, but she didn't specify. I suppose she doesn't want to name and shame, but she says she had an appointment for 11, and by 11:20 nobody had come over and said, I'm sorry, we're running a little bit behind schedule or whatever. Does that demonstrate a kind of a lack of concern or a lack of value of other people's time?
I'd agree with you, because that can happen in any, say, like a doctor's surgery. It could be any business, but it's nice if the reception, someone just said, we're running 10 minutes late, he or she will be with you in 10-15 minutes. At least then you know, because most people, when they're waiting for something, let it be a doctor's surgery or let it be a dentist or whatever, if they're good in time, and believe you me, most of them are exceptionally good in time, but if you're left hanging, anyone into doctor's surgery or into dental surgery are at their wit's end, and every minute is like an hour. Do you know what I mean? And you think someone has held on to the hands of the clock.
Yeah, because you just want to get it over with.
Get it over with. And just a friendly face to say, needn't necessarily be the doctor or the dentist, but someone in reception, if they only said, look, he or she'll be with you in 10 minutes, it just lessens the
pain of it.
Pain, yes.
If someone says they'll meet you in town, Derry, for coffee at 3 o'clock, there's no sign of them. At what point do you start getting irritated? 10:05, or would you give me a few more minutes?
It depends on the person I'm meeting for the coffee. Because some people would say, if they're meeting you at 10-ish. Now, that's a great Irish word, ish. that covers up to 10 to 11.
It does, doesn't it?
Or about 10.
Yeah.
Now, that's stretched out again. That could be 11:30, 11. Do you know what I mean? It's Irish culture. It's just the way we're wired. I know people, friends of mine, and if they're meeting you at 10, they'll be there 10 to 10.
Yeah.
And when you arrive on at 5 to 10, you feel like you're late.
This is it. And the other thing then, of course, is that we have to respect the fact that life happens and you can get stuck in traffic. And the baby might start. The baby might need their nappy change when you're running out the door, and things like that do happen. So should you perhaps always factor in these things and leave extra early for appointments?
Yeah, I'd agree with you, because if you leave early, do you ever notice if you leave early, if you're going to Killarney and you leave early, you have a clear road the whole way, far and far. There's no train. You're straight through. Meet nothing. I guarantee you. If you have to make up time, the gates are shut in Farron 4, the train isn't coming, but the gates are shut. The next is this guy's busy farmers, which they are all the year round, busy at whatever job, but you add silage and you meet the team coming down, all 5 tractors, and you're held up behind them. It's whatever it is, if you're in a hurry, everything will slow you down.
It is, yeah. Once you get delayed, they say if you hit one set of red traffic lights, it's all downhill. And the other point Rose was making in her email to me, Derry, was she thinks that since the pandemic, since the country opened up again post lockdown, that businesses aren't as good at sticking to appointments for their customers. Have you noticed that? I can't say I have now.
No, not so much, but I've noticed that a lot of staff have moved on. So you've new staff in a lot of businesses now, and they're not up to speed, And it's no disrespect to the owners or to the people working there, the new staff, but they have to catch up, because you could have staffed there 8 or 10 years, and suddenly with the pandemic and whatever, it was maybe their chance to move on, go at something else. So you have to train in new staff, and the training is so important.
It is, absolutely. That's so true. Will we ever be any other way, we Irish, when it comes to timekeeping, do you think, Derry? I mean, is it just part of our DNA that we're laid back and everything is 10-ish and meet me around 8 o'clock? And is it part of our charm in a strange way?
It is. And I'm led to something that happened this year at the All-Ireland final. The scores were level. Time was up. But there was injury time. There definitely was injury time. And Kerry got a kick out. And Kerry won the kick out. And that was David Clifford. And he was fouled. And in fairness, Dublin were happy enough. The free was, you know, so far out. Was
Galway,
it,
you mean?
Or against, yeah. No, against Kerry in the semi-final.
Oh, the semi-final, yeah. Sorry. Yes, go on.
The next season anyway, up comes Seanie Shea. Dublin were roaring because time was up as far as they were concerned. And Seanie Shea, that was really the winning point. That was really the winning of the All-Ireland, because that was the big monkey off their back. But go back 11 years previous. Stephen Cluxton got the same kick and he scored. But everyone gave out about the referee and the time.
Time, yeah.
You see, it all goes back to time. It depends on where you're coming from. Same thing. It's all about time. And you see, time and tide waits for no one.
Yeah, and time is precious.
Oh, yeah. Because as someone said, the reason time is precious is the good man above isn't making any more of it.
Very true, too. Derry, we leave it there.
It's been lovely
having you in studio again. And thank you for coming in and just sharing your own views on Irish people and timekeeping. So if anyone out there would like to share their opinions, do you agree with Rose that when a business gives you an appointment for 11 o'clock, or a service, be they a doctor, a dentist, or a beautician, or whomever, should they stick to that and maybe go no further than maybe 5 or 10 minutes over? Rose thinks that a lot of places have gone a bit lackadaisical. Maybe it's because, like Derry suggests, they have a lot of new staff. Tell me what you think on the usual numbers, folks.
Talk About on Radio Kerry with Deirdre Walsh.